All right, State Player in for Bob Surratt this morning. 18-year-old Marine recruit William Taylor Jr. and his brother Marines are assembled into a new reaction force that is immediately tested in the fire of a bloody conflict known as Operation Beaver Cage. After a traumatic first fight, they push back operations with little time to rest or reflect. And those who survive will return home ensnared by everlasting memories of a real but entirely surreal nightmare. Now, after more than 50 years of holding everything in, Bill shares everything in his experience in explicit and often horrific detail and with reverent honor for those Marines who did not live to tell the tale and the reason why we commemorate our fallen every Memorial Day. And to talk about his journey as author of On Full Automatic, Surviving 13 Months in Vietnam, and that's Bill Taylor. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
First and most importantly, thank you for your service, sir.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, especially the Vietnam veterans out there, really thank everybody who gives us the same honor as, you know, noting that, you know, we served. And, of course, when we came home, we didn't get much of a you know, thank you.
You did not.
So, yeah, thank you so much, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, many men and women who serve don't really talk about their experiences in war. My grandfather, who served in World War II, never really talked about it. We would watch war footage and stories on WTTW public television here in Chicago. But that generation and others never have really let that out. Is that why you wrote about that time in your life finally 50 years later?
Exactly. You know, my father, he was a World War II veteran. He fought with Patton. And, you know, I asked him what his service, what he did, you know, what was the Battle of the Bulge like? And, I mean, he would say, you don't want to know anything about stuff like that. And, you know, I was always curious. I always asked, and he would never tell. So, you know, here, it took me 50 years to write the book because, you know, there was a lot of PTSD, a lot of stuff going on with me, and, you know, a lot of the veterans don't want to talk about it, just like the World War II vets.
Well, we didn't even, I mean, back then, I mean, there was there was, but we didn't talk about it as PTSD. We, you know, it was just, you know, a traumatic experience, and there was nothing to really treat it. No one really wanted to help and talk about it, and you know, now finally there's that opportunity to do this. What makes the book, before we get into the details, your book so different from other war novels that are out there, Bill?
You know, what I wanted to do is I wanted to make people feel like they were actually there. I wanted them to get this sense of what it felt like to be in combat. And so, you know, it took me 3.5 years to write the book, and it was a lot of rewriting and rewriting. And I just wanted to capture that feeling. And apparently I did, because that's one of the common themes that people keep, you know, like in all the ratings. They have 2,125 ratings, over 200 reviews that all say pretty much, you know, I really felt like I was there. So I think I kind of touch a nerve with people.
You do. I mean, I will tell you, it was very hard when I first read it to put it down, because you know you're getting real accounts by somebody that was on the ground. And that's why I talked to you about this. You know, we met some time ago, and I said, you know, I really want to do this around Memorial Day, because you really do talk about that time where, you know, your fellow Marines, you know, 18 years old, you're 18 years old, think about this, they just did not live to tell the tale. And that's ridiculously traumatic.
Yeah, that's really true. You know, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to really capture that feeling. And it took me a long time to be able to start writing the book. I mean, you know, there was also like 1,000 tears, you know, going through each story, telling the tale. And, after each story, I mean, I would break down and cry, and, you know, but, you know, it's very cathartic for me. You know, it was a very healing book. So as I wrote it, I was actually healing myself. I didn't realize I was going to get that. And that's one of the benefits of letting it all come out and opening up and telling the tale. And I think other veterans should start opening up and telling their families the stories, because it's important. It's important for the families.
I usually talk to Chicago's own Gary Sinise. In fact, we're doing that after the 8 o'clock hour. And that's the one thing that really got him involved in honoring and celebrating our veterans was Vietnam. You know, he said, I had family members that served. And it, as you mentioned earlier, when you came home, you think about World War II and the parades and everything else, that just wasn't there. And that just creates a whole different, you know, you at least want to feel a little bit of gratitude for being on the ground and fighting, you know, for, you know, our freedoms. And you didn't get that. And I think that's that comes through in this book.
Yeah. You know, the whole thing is I give people a sense of what it actually was to be there. And then when you realize once you realize what that was, and then you reflect into what happened when we came home, you actually, there's a little bit of embarrassment from people because,
yeah,
you know, I think for the first time, people are really saying, oh my gosh, I didn't realize what these guys went through.
Yeah, no question. We are talking to Bill Taylor, author of On Full Automatic, Surviving 13 Months in Vietnam. And there is more with Bill after we take a look at your traffic and weather. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day ahead, Dave. All right, it's Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt on this Memorial Day Monday. And we're talking to Bill Taylor, author of On Full Automatic, Surviving 13 Months in Vietnam, sharing his experience in explicit and often horrific detail with a reverent honor for those Marines who did not live to tell the tale. And the reason why we commemorate our fallen on Memorial Day. You tell the tale of many battles in vivid detail, bringing the reader into the battle. Bill, how were you able to recreate your experiences and those of your fellow comrades so clearly?
Well, it's called editing. I mean, I remember writing, you know, the first manuscript, writing the story of the battle, and then rereading it and saying, no, it's not right. It's not right. And I had to keep and then I had 40 beta readers who helped. A friend of mine, John O'Brien, he was one of my first beta readers, and he said, Bill, you know, you've got an unbelievable book here. But what I would do is I would take all that stuff in the beginning about how you join the Marines and everything. And he said, I'd go right into the battle, and you can kind of reflect if you want, but I would go right into these battles, he says, because, Bill, it's so compelling. That's what I would do. And that's exactly what I did. So that's why, you know, people pick up the book and they're not sitting there listening to how I, you know, met my girlfriend and all that other stuff. It just goes basically right into Vietnam. And it's one of those books you can't put it down. You can tell right now because it's been on Amazon's number one bestseller list 47 weeks in a row. And there's a reason for that. And people, you know, are just amazed at the book itself.
Was it easy for you to remember the details of these battles, or did you really have to sit down and think them through, or do they come to mind immediately?
You know, Dave, they've been resonating in my brain since I came home, and so as I would write, I would write down the different details. I actually kept notes for 20 years. I knew I was going to write a book. I just knew I was going to do it, and I just kept writing notes so I wouldn't forget.
Yeah, right.
And then 3.5 years ago, I just decided, no, I'm sitting down, I'm going to write it, and that's what I did.
Did your training prior to Vietnam prepare you for what you actually experienced on the ground?
You know, you can never, ever, there's nothing anybody can do to prepare. I remember the first time I got shot at. I mean, it was totally different than when you go through the motions of being shot at to actually where bullets are actually coming at you. So that there's really nothing that can actually prepare you for that those first mortar rounds or the first, you know, sniper or just full automatic at you, you know, pretty much like that.
There was a story in this book that was quite jarring. You found a baby in a hidden cave on one of your missions. Can you tell us the story of finding that baby and caring for him for 3 full days?
You know, that's what's part of this book. It's not all about combat. It's about my experiences, about some of the, like, unbelievable things that happened in that 13 months. And one of them was we were sweeping through the villages and through the rice paddies. And I went to a creek bed and found a baby in a cave. And, you know, I asked, the captain and the lieutenant were all, like, mad at me because I found a baby. And it turns out they said, bring the baby along. And I knew it was the wrong thing to do, Dave. I knew that baby should go right back in that cave. But, you know, they told me to bring it along. And so for 3 days, I cared for a baby in the middle of, like, I could have gone into combat at any minute. And I called him Charlie, little Charlie. And, you know, there's this great story of caring for this child and how everybody in the unit gave him a sense of home. I mean, that little baby took to us, and it became our little mascot. And then, of course, the hard thing was is that when you become attached to a child and then having to give it up, that's to this day I still come to tears.
I'm sure.
Because
I'm sure.
It's such a heartwarming experience.
And many of these men that you speak of and fought alongside didn't return home. So can you share some of your fondest memories of those soldiers and those friends of yours on that journey?
You know, I remember everybody. There was a couple of guys that really stand out. Bill Burgoon, and he kept us laughing through the whole thing. And I'm somewhat of a comedian myself. So between the two of us, we had, my platoon going and laughing. So can you imagine you're in combat and, you know, you're just making jokes up constantly. And when you get someone with a good wit, and, you know, you just are able to play back and forth. And, you know, it really made our lives, it really touched our lives. And then, of course, he lost his. And it touches a lot of the guys, the survivors, my platoon. You know, we're in there trying to survive, Dave, and it was really difficult.
Well, I was going to say, like, you know, so you see the men around you and the women around you that died. Like, did you ever think, I'm sure you did, are you going to make it, you know, and what kept you alive?
You know, Dave, that was the whole thing. So, you know, when you first go to Vietnam, you're just thinking, well, you're going to be going through a battle. So you're, you know, very naive. And then all of a sudden, once you get into Vietnam and start realizing that, what the heck am I doing here? You know, who are we fighting? We're fighting the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong. And who are the Viet Cong? The South Vietnamese. Oh, wait, I thought we were supposed to be there for the Vietnamese. Well, it wasn't the people in the villages. You know, the people in the villages were the Viet Cong. And so, you know, it was just relentless about survival. And that's what my book is about. It's about, you know, realizing and then surviving this experience and going through a battle and wondering how, you know, what saved me. And, you know, just through the grace of God. That's it. Like Patton said, there's no atheists on the battlefield.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No question. You said you returned with PTSD. Is that something you ever get over, or did you just learn to manage it?
Yeah, you learn to manage it. You learn to live with it. Some guys let it take over their lives. And, you know, you know, when you've been through this PTSD, it's an adrenaline surge that really, it's a very addictive thing. And so when guys come home, they either become policemen or they get into drugs and alcohol. And that's why so many vets, even the vets today from Iraq and from Afghanistan, they, you know, the rates of suicide are ridiculous. And part of that is reliving that in your head and not talking about it and not opening up to your fellow veterans and doing things you're not very proud of and you don't want people to know. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen in you give an 18-year-old a hand grenade and an M16 rifle and then put him there for 13 months. You know, there's a good possibility that he could do something that he regrets the rest of his life because he's just a kid and he still doesn't know what life is all about.
Bill Taylor, author of On Full Automatic, Surviving 13 Months in Vietnam, available at Amazon.com and your local bookseller, of course, as well. Bill, be proud of your fine work. It was really a tremendous book, and I know it took a lot to put all that together, and I'm very grateful that you're joining us on this Memorial Day.
Thank you, Dave, and it was great being on the program, and I wish everybody just a happy, happy Memorial Day.
Thank you, Bill.